Yay, it's May. It's the first day of May, and today's a little bit different. I've got a very special surprise for you, and a gift is included, so stay tuned. Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm Gabbin Gale, and this is a Gale Foley Show where I interview people sharing their success stories and their passion, inspiring you on your journey to success. And in between interviews, I'll share motivational moments, always cheering you on as you achieve your mission. So be sure to subscribe to my channel, The Gale Foley Show, and hit me up on Twitter at Gale Foley, hashtag Gabbin Gale. So speaking of Gabbin, let's get on with it. Wow, this has been a very, very busy week for me. I have just been involved in two major events within a couple of days of each other. Oh my goodness, I am not worn out. I'm exhilarated because I am so excited about all the things that I get to do and meeting different people that have never heard about what a podcast is. And in fact, if you're listening for the first time, you may be scratching your head going, what the heck? Who is this Gabbin with Gale, and how in the world can she grow my business? Well, here's a couple little hints for you. First, I have been in the business world for a relatively long, long time. I have had many different wonderful career adventures. I've loved some of the stuff that I've done. Or no, let me change that. Most of my careers I've absolutely loved. But there have been a few hiccups where I went from the frying pan right into the fire. So what I share with you from Monday through Thursday are my life lessons, things that have happened to me that might stir you up, might give you that light bulb moment that will help you in your next step, or maybe some insight on a direction that you're going that maybe you should not go. So I bring those to you knowing that I've learned from other people's experiences, other people's stories. And I know for a long time how successfully stories impact people. And that's a whole different history story on another time. But listening in on Fridays, you will hear me interview someone about their success stories. For example, tomorrow, you must listen in to hear Dr. Craig Nathanson share with you how he helps people in midlife transition into finding their purpose and living their true passion. As life starts to get into that midlife range, we sometimes get unsettled with where we're at. Now, if you want to find my other podcasts and connect with all the resources that I use, you can actually go to thegalefoleyshow.com. You can also actually subscribe to getting my five strategies and tips to successful connecting. If you're out there in the business world, you must be networking in some form or fashion. And all I ask of you in return for me sharing with you is to share with other people this podcast to build the audience for my guests. And you never know when someone might need to hear one of the stories that I bring to you. So I appreciate you. Thank you so much. If you feel inclined, you can go to iTunes and subscribe and actually give me a 5-star review. That would be so wonderful, because every time you listen, every time you download, every time you share, that brings my rankings up, which brings me to more people. And guess what? You never know when you might be my next guest, okay? So today, here is what I am so excited about. I was recently asked by a wonderful, very successful woman to be part of her business strategy expo. Lisa Townsend, and she is your business strategy host. You have to excuse me, like I told you, I've been wound up lately. So I actually greeted 175 people last night and helped them get their name badges on and let them know where they were seated. And I kept trying to get people to switch their badges to at least confuse the issue, but nobody was partaking of that. But let me share this little tidbit before I move on. You must, if you're in a business environment and you belong to an organization and they have an annual dinner, you really, really want to entertain going to that dinner. Here's why. There's day matches, but there's no business card passing. There's no, being really hardcore networking. It is a time to just socialize and really get that relationship that you may have started at a business luncheon. Just really get that to expand, get to know people even better in a different environment. We had so much fun last night. We had a great speaker, a local entrepreneur, and I'm going to bring his story to you soon. I'm going to actually do his book review because it's a wonderful book. Anyway, so if my tongue gets a little more twisted today than usual, that's what's going on. Anyway, Lisa reached out to me and asked me if I would be one of her experts for this business strategy expo. And she asked me to give a 5-minute tip and then provide a product. And I am on this panel of 20 incredible experts. I mean, I went in and looked at the different people that are presenting different things, and it's like, wow, this is so awesome. And since I know that my audience are people in business, I thought this was a perfect thing to share with you today. We've just launched this, and I'm gonna cheat. I'm gonna read from her wonderful landing page because it has been. She just does an incredible job. In fact, I had to do a bio. I know if you've done a bio, you're like, oh my goodness. And I ask all my guests to do a 50 word bio. It just really is a great way for me to introduce people if I have some of their information that they want to share. I can come up with it, but if it's not really what they want, I'm not doing any honor to them. So she asked me to do a bio, and I got to tell you, I massaged this thing to death, and I just couldn't get it in the Word account that she needed, and I just was exasperated. She said, send it to me, and I'll take care of it for you. She did such an incredible job of my bio that I'm going to use it. Excuse me just a minute. My voice is fading a little bit. She is going, it was such a good bio that I'm actually going to use it in other things. She just does an incredible job. And so she's put this together, and this landing page, I'm just going to pretty much read it to you because then I want to give you the link to it, because here's the deal, people. If you are in business, whether you're thriving in what you're doing or you're looking for something else, there is no better way to learn than to learn from the experts that are already doing what you're doing. They can help you take that next step. They can help you realize that maybe isn't the step you should be taking. But the neat part about this is these tips are done verbally in 5-minute tips. You can listen to them over and over again. And then there's also a free gift that comes with it. So here's what's going on. It's called Business Strategy Expo, and you can just put .com on it, and that will get you there. And she's on her landing page, it's 5-minute tips to help you serve more clients and change more lives. Do you dream of building a profitable coaching business? That's one of the niches that she talks about. Are you ready to fulfill your life's work and make a great living? If so, this free event is for you. And so you come on here and you're going to actually register for immediate access to all 20 tips. So the 20 experts share actionable tips you can use right now. In just 5 minutes, each expert will share valuable insights and information to fast-track your business today. Now, because I do a podcast, that's what my tips are about. And I've asked, and my free gift is a worksheet that you can do to see if podcasting might be your next marketing strategy. So here are some of the things that she says you're going to learn from all these different experts. Know what to promote on social media. Let me tell you something. I may be on this panel, but I am registering because I want all of this information, because I study all sorts of experts. I have studied under 2 people, well, actually 3, on podcasting, because each person has a different perspective on how to do things. For example, Sam Crowley has taken to doing his podcast every single day, including Sunday. Chris Gilbertson, who I also have learned from, she does one interview once a week. That's her posture. I have decided to blend the two, and I do a 5-day. And I do 4 days of being a solo show, and then I do Friday doing an interview. I absolutely love coming up with that pattern or that way of doing things, but it was because I learned from two different people. So when I saw this, know what to promote on social media, that is a mystery for me. You know, I have actually hired a social media person, but I ask her to help me and not do it for me. Well, she has some great insight, but one of the insights she gave me wasn't exactly what I needed. I miscommunicated to her, so it's not her fault, but now maybe I'll learn something more from this person. Then we've got secrets to effective email marketing. Now, I know that the rumor has been out there for a long, long time that email marketing no longer works. Oh, that is such a bad, bad statement. Email marketing, in my research, has proven to be one of the most effective marketing tools you still have out there. Here's why. When you're on, let's say, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, you're running through there, you're catching things, you're seeing things, but, you know, it's, unless it's a good friend connecting with you, it's just, it's a public bulletin board. That's what it is. And you're in a great big room of networking. However, when you leave that event, now what do? Do you reach out and connect with that person? Well, the next day you get an email from someone. And they say, it was so nice to meet you. It was really special. I'd love to get together again. I've been getting a lot of emails since this unconference I went to last week. Just amazing. It's wonderful. And I respond to those because that is personal. They're talking to me specifically. So when you use email marketing, and it doesn't matter if you use an autoresponder because you've got a list of people, if your conversational tone in your email marketing is personable, see, this was one of the things that I got confused with when I started using an autoresponder. I started addressing it like I was talking to a whole bunch of people because I had a huge list, but that's not how you talk to people in email marketing. It's talking to that one person. So I'm sure we'll get a lot of great benefits from listening to Secrets to Effective Email Marketing. Make your marketing valuable and fun. Well, I endorse that entirely. You gotta make it fun and marketing valuable and incredible. Tips for writing content without stress. Now, I know a lot of people struggle with this. I have been told I need to do more article writing. I love to write, but I need to learn how to do it without stress because I'd rather be talking or being on a video, even though I enjoy writing. Okay, filter out the distractions so you can focus on the right opportunities. Okay, people, this is a biggie. I've got sitting here behind me, you may have heard this on another story. I actually broke a board, a one-time shot karate chop, cutting, slicing this board at a T. Harv Eker Train the Trainer event. It was his Millionaire Mindset. That's what we did, his Millionaire Mindset. And I'm sorry, T. Harv, if you're listening to this, I probably shouldn't have shared your secret. Maybe not doing it anymore. But anyway, he would put you in the circle, and everybody had to break this block. I think it's 2-inch, 8x8 block. But first, we had to write on the board what was our biggest challenge. And I put focus. So I got up there, and oh my God, your heart is pounding it's just going nuts. And you're like, oh, you're watching other people go before you. And my poor friend that went with me to this event, she was just absolutely amazing. The board would not break. The board just wouldn't give it up. And she was doing everything. And she finally broke it, and I was so proud of her because I don't know if I would have continued in front of all those people. But she did, and then I got up there, and bam, one shot, and I got it done. I brought that sucker home, and I framed it in a plastic frame because that, to me, is one of the things that I've had a tough time learning to do. However, the one thing that I've discovered most recently for me is because I've now found another thing I love to do, I have no trouble with focus. And so I look back at the past of my life and I saw that my successes were very consistent with my focus when I loved what I did. Okay, does that make sense? Okay, so this is something that I think everyone should listen to because I know that the struggle has been there for me a lot in the past. get more done in less time. Oh, please, please, please. I hope this is a magic bullet. I hope she has a magic pill. She or he can just give me a pill and give me more energy, get more done in less time. However, my guest yesterday after the call, he so honored me. He says to me, you have the energy of a 25-year-old. I'm like, wow, really? Oh, that's awesome to hear. So anyway, that's another great subject. Get more done in less time. Then connect with your ideal client. I think we all struggle with that unless you work for someone that says, here's your client list, go after them. I mean, when I was in advertising, the first job I had, that's what I got. I got this box, index box of here's your clients. Okay, so I sort of was told who I should talk to. The second, third, and fourth, advertising deals, that was pretty much it. Here's, the market that you want to go after. So I've always been in the business world, and so those were the things. And then I got into timeshare, and they brought the clients to me. So that was cool. But when you get into your own business, like I'm in, or you're in a business that you don't have any guidance, how do you not only connect with your ideal client, but how do you determine who your ideal client is? So that's another awesome topic. Then you have great strategic partnerships to grow your business. This is over the top exciting for me because yesterday when I got done with my interview, he so honored me by suggesting that we joint partner. So I'm just beyond excited. So this one is a great topic as well. And then position yourself as an expert by publishing a book. Now, I am a author, but I have one chapter in a book that is a collective book. It's a journey within self-discovery for women. There's 22 of us together that have gone into this book. Mine is Stop the Roll Tame. What? I don't even remember my chapter. Is that sad or what? I'm looking it up right now. It's been a while. Okay, excuse me. Hold on. I'm looking it up. It's, Stop the Ride, Taming the Emotional Roller Coaster. That's my true story. How I went from being very, very negative to being people calling me every day saying I need to get a Gail fix because I've changed my life through reading a book. So I endorse everyone to definitely be part of becoming an expert by publishing a book because the experience in itself is very rewarding, even just one chapter. So you've got, I just really, really encourage you to go to this page. I'm not going to read all 20 experts' names off because their names aren't really all that. I have a tough time. I hate mispronouncing people's names, so I'm not going to do that. But realize that you would normally have to invest a lot of time and money to learn these secrets from these phenomenal industry leaders, experts. So this is going to be a page that's going to be up for a very limited time. You can have access to all of it right there. I'm sure that you can listen to it when you're driving, when you got the 5-minute tips. You can pursue it on the computer. See, my tongue's just going crazy. What's different about this event is that you don't have people like me doing long-winded stories. They're just 5-minute, very potential. Is that the word I'm at? Not potential is the word. Just very good tips. Okay, so you want to go there again? That is businessstrategyexpo.com. You can link there, right on there. You'll see several buttons that you can register now. I would highly encourage you that you do that. There is nothing to buy. There's not going to be something pop up after you register and say, hey, you got to do this to get that. No. You will immediately get access to all 20 tips. And let me tell you, you're going to get to this page and you're going to hear Lisa talk on a little video. She has put together I just think it's a brilliant program she's put together. I am just, again, thank you, Lisa, so much for inviting me to be part of this. It's amazing. The passion that you've put into this, the time you've put into this, and to all the other experts, thank you so very much for giving us your wisdom and your tips to help us grow our business, because every single one of us, that's what we want to do. And that's me. That's Gab and Gail Grows Your Business. So after I listen to these tips, I plan on growing my business and your business even more. But you know what, everybody? We got to do this together. We need to hold hands and make an absolutely incredible, undeniable force of positive energy out there by helping one another. And that's what Lisa's put together here and all these experts. So I hope you have an absolutely fabulous Thursday. It's Thursday. Fabulous Thursday. And listen in tomorrow to hear my great interview with Dr. Craig Nathanson. You are going to love his fun stories, how he started out, and he did not give up even when only one person showed up at his very first speaking gig. I've been there. I know how it feels, but he just kept on going. So until tomorrow, pass on that smile. You know, it's contagious. Bye-bye. Hey, I just wanted to add this quick PS on here. I wanted to tell you, first of all, thank you so much for being a follower and a listener. I so appreciate you. So I haven't said it in a while. I want to say it now. And I also want to give you a heads up on the fact that I have transitioned the GailFoleyShow.com to WordPress blog posting program that allows me to actually host and post my show right there. So now you can go right to that page. You don't have to go to another page to see the guest information. It's all right there encompassed with the recording. So if you're following me on here, I want to let you know that in about 20 days, I will be completely transitioned over. So if you want to keep following me, I really would love for you to go over to that page, subscribe. If you're an iTunes follower, I will be posting a new iTunes feed here very quickly. Part of the reason is I want to brand myself as Gabbin' with Gail or Gabbin' Gail. And in order to do that, I had to transfer over, transition, get a little bit more professional with how I'm presenting this. And it's all to your benefit, because now you only have to go to one place to hear me, to hear the shows, to hear the interviews, to get their information, to find out what resources I'm using. So please, 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 if you want to continue following me, and I so hope you do, that's what's going on. So I just wanted to give you a heads up that if you come in here and you don't see any more new shows, that's because they're all on my new platform. So just go over to thegailfoleyshow.com and you won't miss a thing. And thank you again. You have no idea how much you've made my life very special and how much I so appreciate you. I can't put it into words. That's all I can tell you. I just cannot say it enough. Thanks. All right, that's a wrap on today's show. Remember, let's connect on Twitter at Gail Foley, hashtag GabbinGail. And remember, you can visit thegailfoleyshow.com to subscribe to my channel so you won't miss a single inspirational moment. And please remember to share this with all your social media connections so that we can spread the word on something that might help someone else in their journey to success. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Gabbin' Gail asking you to do me one big favor. Pass on a smile today. It's contagious, you know. You'll make a difference in someone's life. Bye-bye.